Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tigard, and I'm here with the candidates that are running for magistrate in the second division. So I've got Don Kitzmiller, Judy Schaefer, and Eric Smith with me. Guys, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Alex, for having us.
Absolutely. I'd love to start out just really quickly with a brief introduction for each of you. And we've set the listing beforehand, and we'll make sure we're equal across the board. And Don, we'll start with you. Just want to 30 seconds or less, introduce yourself to the voters.
All right. Just want to thank you and Heather for allowing us the opportunity to meet with you and introduce ourselves to the viewers. Again, I'm Don Kitzmiller. I was born and raised in Grafton, graduated from Grafton High School in 1986. Married to Janice Jeanette Kitzmiller, who also was born and raised in Grafton, graduated from Grafton High School. We have an adult daughter who's a nurse practitioner and resides in Charleston, West Virginia. I'm a career law enforcement officer. Started my career with the Taylor County Sheriff's Department in 1988 at the age of 19. I enlisted in the state police in July of 92. Spent almost 26 years with the state police. Retired as a major, chief of staff services, chief financial officer. And since then, I've been working at the United States Federal Courthouse over in Clarksburg.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Don. Eric, you're next.
Yes, sir. First of all, thanks, Alex, for having us again. Welcome, Don and Judy, as well. Born and raised in Grafton here in Taylor County. 95 graduate of Grafton High School. I then joined the Marine Corps, where I spent 6 years out in San Diego and both in Pennsylvania. Did a deployment to the Persian Gulf. After that, took a job at a concrete plant where I started off as a truck driver and then supervisor dispatcher before moving back to Taylor County in 2009, where I then took a job with the Taylor County Board of Education, where I currently still am as a bus driver. I also coach basketball and softball, and I help out various organizations throughout Taylor County. I also do security for WVU for football games and basketball games. I also do outside security for private individuals as well. Other than that, I got two great daughters. One's a sophomore in Fairmont State studying psychology, and I also have another daughter currently at Taylor County Middle School as an eighth grader. Looking forward to seeing her as a Bearcat next year. Other than that, that's a brief introduction.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Yep. Judy?
Thanks, Alex, for arranging all of this. I know that's never an easy task. My name is Judy Schaefer. I am a lifelong resident of Taylor County, specifically the Flemington area. I'm married to Greg Schaefer. Him and I have built our home out there. He's also a lifelong resident of Taylor County. 29 years ago, I started my career in the legal field. I have been involved in every aspect of it. I have worked I've done criminal defense, I've done criminal prosecution, I've worked in domestic cases, civil cases. Like I said, I've done this now for work. I just started my 29th year, beginning on March 1st. This is home to us. And aside from always being busy at work, I'm involved with several civil service kind of issues. I enjoy going out volunteering. A lot of people know me from the events that we hold out in Flemington. We started a group out there a few years ago, and that's just a little pet project that I'm very proud of. My husband and I don't have any children. So we come home every night to just, one cat, but we, like I said, we've lived in Taylor County our entire lives and we love it here. This is home.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Judy. All right. Thanks, everyone. And I do want to offer gratitude to each of you for helping coordinate this and getting together. I think it's maximum value for the voters to be able to see you all together and go through this. So with that said, let's jump right into the questions. And the first question really is just, how do you view the role of magistrate in our legal system, and what approach will you take towards ensuring justice in our community? And Eric, we'll open with you.
I believe, like the magistrate, we're a civil servant. We're the first line that a lot of people see. We do this, that takes the smaller cases from the circuit court and the above court. So we're really the first line of the judicial process. And I believe that, as they come into us, how we respect and treat them equally and fairly, that gives them these steps to further in the court process. If we give them a bad taste or we do something wrong, they're going to go into the next step if they need to be as upset with the court system the way it is. So, I mean, we need to be a civil servant at the same time. We also need to be very respectful and show them the process the way it should be, fair and equally, no matter what the case may be.
All right, perfect. Don?
As Eric said, we are civil servants elected by the folks here in Taylor County. How I see the magistrate's role is outlined by the Supreme Court. They hear misdemeanor cases, preliminary examinations for felony cases, civil cases up to $10,000. They issue domestic violence protection orders and maintain the records on that as well. Along with that, they also issue search warrants. And the collection of court costs and bonds. And, you know, just an obligation to the folks there in the county to be fair, firm, and consistent with the folks we deal with.
Great. Judy?
Well, magistrate court is often referred to as the people's court. And I think as magistrate, whoever is elected, needs to be somebody that the general population can approach. You need to be welcomed into that. A lot of times you're dealing with people who are going to be pro se litigants. So we need to, you know, we need to treat those individuals, you know, we need to treat them with respect. We need to treat them, you know, we need to be fair. We need to be impartial. You know, that is your first line. You know, when officers are coming in with their search warrants and their arrest warrants, I mean, you're the first person that they're going to address. There are so many cases that's going to come before you. I believe the last statistics I saw, there's 160,000 cases that go before magistrates in the state. I believe those stats were out of 2022, I believe. It's a nonstop job. And, you know, you have to make yourself available. You know, like some of the, like Don and Eric have said, you know, you're looking at criminal cases, you're looking at civil cases, you know, domestic violence. You even have, you know, in Taylor County, we don't have a mental hygiene commissioner. So you're going to serve in that role as well. So it is a very important step in the justice system. It's that first step. It's the first taste that anybody is going to get. And we have to hold ourselves to the highest degree that we can.
Yeah, perfect. Now, I know each of you explained a little bit about your history, and some of that might have hinted to some qualifications, but I'd love to go back around and just have you discuss briefly some of the highlights of why you think you're qualified for the role of magistrate. And Judy, we'll come back to you to start.
Okay. Like I said earlier, I've spent 29 years working in the legal system now. Interestingly enough, I had wanted to join the military when I was in high school. Shattered a kneecap, so that ended that career path. Didn't really know what I wanted to do, and took a part-time job at a law firm to help pay for some college expenses. And you know, thought I wanted to be a nurse at one point, but that, you know, that quickly went away when I realized how much I enjoy the system. I worked for that firm. I did a lot of work with criminal defense at that point. Later in life, I got the opportunity to work as the chief administrative assistant for the Marion County prosecutor at the time. Assisted him with every murder case, every felony drug case in Marion County. In late 2015, that prosecutor was elected judge in Marion County, and he offered me the position to come with him. So since January of 2016, I have worked in the capacity as his assistant here in circuit court. I do a little bit of everything. You know, one of my big tasks, of course, is docket management. We currently have a caseload of probably about 800 cases that we're managing. Like I said, over the years, I've been involved with civil litigation. I've done domestic work. Of course, the criminal work is always probably the you know, the most exciting to most people. You know, you see the bells and the whistles, and you know, everybody believes it's CSI and things like that, which it's really not. But I, after 29 years, I kind of hate to say this, because the second you say this, you know, somebody will prove you wrong. But I'd like to think that I've seen almost everything. I know I'm going to end this call, and that'll probably change. Somebody will bring something to me I've never seen before. But it's been great. I mean, like I said, I love this profession. This is what I've always done. And to be honest, I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
Great. Thank you. Eric?
Sorry, I have a delay. We're having internet issues here. I think from my time in the military and doing a lot of security work, you have to have a practical way of thinking, a cool, calm kind of aspect on how things are run. I mean, you're going to be presented with a lot of different obstacles or a lot of different issues that's going to come right before you. And I believe that with my military experience, my job training, whether it was driving the school bus, being in the Marine Corps, or doing the security, that at that time, you know, you have to be decisive but fair in your decisions. And because while I was in the service or doing, you know, driving school bus, you know, we got lives in at stake here. And I believe that with my experience and the working for Taylor County Board of Education, working security and in the Marine Corps, that, you know, you got to look at the big picture. It's just not a one case issue. You're looking, you know, further down the road. But I believe that with my experiences as learning how to deal and interact with people from all across the world, I'm open to people. I'm a practical thinker, and I believe that I can be that way for Taylor County. And I look forward to hopefully, you know, serving them in that aspect of being the practical thinker, sound mind, you know, and fair and equal justice all the way through.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Don, you want to round us out on this one?
Sure. As I grew up through come up through the ranks in my law enforcement career, it did teach you, you know, to be fair and firm and consistent with folks, not only the people out in the public you were dealing with, but your employees that we managed. So I think that'll help me with the magistrate's position. And also, during my career as a law enforcement officer, I spent a lot of time in the courtroom testifying in magistrate court, grand jury, civil, circuit court. Spent time obtaining search warrants. I know what it takes to do that. Assisting domestic violence victims with obtaining the petitions, the protective orders that they need. Sometimes transporting those folks to the magistrate court to allow them to do this so they could be safe. So based on that, I can probably say that I'm the only candidate that has testified in the court system.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, everyone. So let's move to a question. And one of the reasons, if you're wondering at home why I'm not asking about this issue or that issue or this issue, you know, a magistrate or anyone in judicial needs to maintain impartiality and fairness across the board. And so, you know, to talk about issues up front, you know, kind of breaks all of that whole ethical component. And so I would ask you all to share a little bit of how you plan to maintain your impartiality and your fairness in the decisions that you'll, if you're elected, will be bringing forth in this community. And Don, we'll start with you. How you maintain impartiality and fairness in decision making?
Just until you sit in that position, it'd be hard to say. But I can say this: not every situation is the same as folks come before you in the court system. So just based on my experience, I think I can differentiate that as someone that may be down on their luck or someone that's been through the system many times. So with that, you know, kind of stuck there. But anyways, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, makes sense. Judy?
You have to look at each case individually. Not every case that comes before you is going to be black and white. The best thing that you can do is just remember that the individuals appearing before you are still human beings. And you just have to treat them, you know, you have to be fair. You have to be impartial. But most importantly, I mean, you have to remember that, you know, not everybody that appears before you is at the, you know, they're not having the best moment of their life. So you have to just treat them with respect. You have to listen, you know, look at each case individually, listen to the evidence, and then, you know, interpret the law and apply that law. Not everybody's going to always agree with those decisions. You know, you're going to have to make tough decisions sometimes. Sometimes you're going to be attacked, you know, on social media for those decisions and things like that. But at the end of the day, you have to be fair and impartial.
Perfect. Eric?
Yeah, I'd like to touch on what Don and Judy both said. Until you're sitting in that seat, you don't know what it's going to be like. And as Judy said, you're going to be attacked. Whether you make your decision, someone's going to be happy, someone's going to be sad. But in the, at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for the community, whether it's their first offense or 20th offense. You know, you have to treat them exactly the same. You know, like I said, you're the first step in the court process. Hopefully it ends there, or it could go further into the circuit. But again, until you're sitting there, it's kind of hard to say how you can be impartial, but it goes back to your training. Like for me, back to the military, you have to keep a cool, level head on every decision that you make. I mean, the law is the law. We can't change that, but it can also be a teaching experience for the public if it's their first time. Because as Judy said, that is probably the worst you're going to see someone. It's not their best day they've ever had.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And Eric, you bring up a teaching experience that brings me right to almost as if you had the questions, which to the listeners at home and the viewers at home, nobody has any questions beforehand. They're all coming in here kind of blind. But Eric, your segue perfect is the idea of in this role as a magistrate, you are a leader in the community ultimately. And there's some education. You've talked about it being the people's court and other things. And the idea of how, if you're elected as a magistrate, would you help to engage with and educate the community about the role of the magistrate or how the legal system works in full to be able to help our community grow and be more mature. So really this comes down to just engaging with the public, educating, make sure people are aware of how things work. And Judy, I'll start with you.
That's a tough question, Alex. I mean, that kind of, you know, if you are a magistrate, you're riding the line, you know, with educating the public. The Supreme Court has so many rules that we have to follow. We have to be so careful. You know, you're going to be approached out in public. Hey, let me talk to you about this. Hey, let me talk to you about that. At the end of the day, we're not allowed to do any of that. You know, if somebody comes up and asks you a general question, obviously you're allowed to answer that. I mean, I know even in my role now, I have people who approach me that want to talk about cases and things, and we're just barred from doing that. You know, I can tell you that, you know, I've worked with the Supreme Court now for a lot of years. They are really good. I mean, they have several departments down there that a magistrate can call and ask some questions. If you get tied up in a situation, you do have some guidance. Unfortunately, though, I mean, when you're elected, they send you to Charleston for a little bit of training and then you're kind of on your own. But they do have, they do have a little bit of help, but we have to be so careful in the public as to what we can talk about.
That makes sense. Dawn?
Just, and Judy's right. I mean, the court has so many rules that it would be, it's hard to say. But what I would say is if it's possible to, you know, meet with folks if they have questions about the court and what our roles and functions are with that. But other than that, I don't know that there's a whole lot that we could do out here in the public because of, I'll just use an example. I have had a gentleman approach me and explain some things to me, a situation he was in with someone else. And I know this person very well. I was like, we shouldn't be discussing this because if I am elected, then if it carries over into January, I won't be able to hear what you just explained to me. So we just have to be careful on the things that we do and don't say out in public.
Yeah, makes sense. Eric?
Yeah, like Judy said, the Supreme Court sets, you know, a bunch of standards on what the magistrate has to follow. There's a lot of stuff you can't talk about, you know. But I also believe as a teaching thing, you know, if we can go to the schools and teach them, you know, yeah, they should know right from wrong, but teach them what the magistrate does or the process. You never know. There might be that one kid in middle school or in high school that find that interesting and want to find out more. And as Dawn was saying, you know, we've all had or know someone that's been in the process at some point that might come up and ask. And, you know, it is very, very vague what we can and cannot talk about. You know, both candidates have said that already. But at the same time, I believe that there are certain situations where it can be a teaching lesson. You know, I just feel that the magistrate is the first line in teaching, maybe deterring someone to go down the right path. So if we can do that from the beginning, I believe whether it's in high school or middle school, wherever, we might be able to even go out and talk to them, you know, teach them on the, like I said, what the magistrate does in the court system, then maybe that will help deter them actually being in front of a magistrate at some point or a circuit judge.
Excellent. All right. Well, great. Well, guys, this has been a fantastic forum so far. And as is customary in our program, is we always offer the last word to the candidate. So I'll just ask each of you to give your kind of last remarks, if you will. And Eric, we'll start with you. What is it you'd like to tell the voters of Taylor County?
You know, once again, I like to say, you know, I was born and raised here in Taylor County. I love the county. I love Grafton. I love Flemington. I think it's a great place to live. I love supporting the community, whether it's, you know, basketball out of West Taylor or member of the 4-H or junior livestock or FFA program. I love giving back to the community, whether it's working at the food pantry or, you know, the mission. I love helping out. This is I think it's the greatest county in West Virginia, in my personal opinion. I love giving back. I believe my time in the military has taught me a lot of valuable lessons that I can bring forth in my career, driving school bus, you know, dealing with kids every day. Love my job. I believe that the knowledge that I've gained from all of my life experiences, whether it was the security, working for the Taylor County Board of Education, volunteering, or, you know, my time in the Marine Corps, that it's all brought me to where I'm at now. And this is just another step, another chapter on the ladder, or another chapter in the book, but I believe I can continue serving Taylor County residents, in a positive manner and make, you know, be a champion of Taylor County, you know, go out and serve and educate, be fair and equal to all the people that may possibly come before me if I'm elected. I want to wish both of Judy and Dawn the best of luck in their campaign as well. Just get out and vote May 14th. Everybody's votes matter. Every vote counts. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Judy, you're up next.
I'm just going to end by saying that, you know, this profession is something that I've always been passionate about. I've spent my entire adult life essentially working in this profession. It's challenging. The laws are always evolving. You have to stay current on that. Everybody in my inner circle jokes that the legal field truly is an excellent match for my personality. You have the personal aspect of it as well. I mean, it's just not about sitting on that bench making a decision. You get the opportunity to hopefully help somebody make a difference in somebody's lives. The legal field doesn't stop, you know, just at that courtroom door. I mean, the decisions that are going to be made is going to affect the entire county. On everybody's mind right now is the drug epidemic. So the decisions that are made are definitely going to affect everybody in our small county. If I'm elected, I will be fair. I'll be impartial. I will treat everybody with respect. Not just the litigants, the officers, the attorneys. I mean, everybody has a role to play in this, and it's my hope that, you know, I get the opportunity to serve Taylor County to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Dawn?
Yeah, just to close it out, I guess, just based on my experience in law enforcement and my courtroom experience, tender that qualifies me to sit as a magistrate. With that, again, I'll hit on the I want to think that we all will be firm, fair, and consistent with our rulings in magistrate court, whether it's in a civil case or a criminal case. But over the years, you have to respect, whether you're, as a police officer, respect the folks that you're dealing with. And same here in the court system, respect the folks that are in before you in the court system, whether it's someone charged with a crime or the officers that are bringing charges against that person. And with that, I wish Judy and Eric the best of luck. Like Eric said earlier, just get out and vote, man. That's what we need. Everybody to participate. And I would end on just, I would consider it a privilege and honor if the folks in Taylor County would elect me as their next magistrate.
Excellent. Well, all of you, I want to add, again, gratitude to each of you for running. It's not easy to put your name in the ring or hat in the ring or your name out there or whatever it is. And I appreciate you coming on to this program, so voters have a chance to see if they don't already know you, and hear what you think about this race and some of the topics we've discussed. And ultimately, for folks following along, this is, again, the Division II. There are two divisions of magistrates. There's another race for them. And this isn't like the board or anything where votes get around. Of these three candidates, one of them will be your Division II magistrate. The other two candidates will be Division I magistrates. So, yeah, guys, thank you. We've got, Don Kitzmiller, Eric Smith, Judy Schaefer. Appreciate you coming on the program, and good luck in the race.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.